Dr. Kissinger.
Yeah.
You are.
Hello, Mr. President.
I suppose you're with your friend right now, huh?
Yes.
Well, let me... you can answer this question. I was wondering about the... You know, remember the question about... was there renunciation of force?
Yes.
If I could, might even put it this way. Say, I do not expect the use of force on either side in the Taiwan Straits. How would that sound to you?
Say, I do not anticipate it.
I do not
there
anticipate.
There are no formal commitment.
Well, no, I don't want to say anything. I just wouldn't even answer the commitment story. They say, I don't anticipate there will be a use of force.
Yeah, although that sort of sounds as if there were.
Yeah. Well, the better thing then is to just say, I don't want to, I just, that question might come, I can see, and I think you might say that, look, we've stated our position clearly on that, I mean, about the Taiwan, the communication.
Well, you can certainly say that the phrase, the prospect of a peaceful solution was carefully chosen.
Yeah,
and that we can say.
The prospect of a peaceful solution was carefully chosen, that's right.
No,
and, then I won't go beyond that.
And I don't want to go beyond
fine.
That.
Good. Fine. Now, let's see. There's one other point briefly. Where the hell is it here? Doesn't involve your friend, so it's okay.
I've gotten rid
that's
of
nothing.
The Japanese I have to ask them to wait outside.
Yeah. Oh, that didn't make any difference. I lost the damn page anyway. I think that's a very clever way to handle it. Just say the prospect with the prospect of a peaceful settlement in mind. Is that it?
Yeah. That phrase was carefully
chosen. And I won't go beyond that.
Right. Mr. President, I forgot to ask you. I'm having breakfast with Leah tomorrow. And I wanted to raise the question with him of Haig for the Vice Chief's staff, and I just wanted to make sure that this had your approval.
Sure has my approval. I don't want to lose him, but it has my approval.
No, we have to do it. He has to leave here anyway.
Fine. Okay. Just say it's not only has my approval, but that's my order.
Okay.
I'm not going to screw around with anything like that.
Right. I think it's essential for the Army, Mr. President.
Well, he'll do a hell of a job, and he has my confidence.
That's right.
And,
be a great service to the country.
Yeah, I'll find this other thing in just a second. I noticed one thing you did not include in the... I just taking out the pages, you know, that they had given.
Right.
And I noticed one thing that you did not include, maybe for a reason, that they had in the... He had in his draft... Where the hell is it? Here it is. Communique reflects that is about that. It's that sort of that technical thing that Rogers had raised, that the idea we would withdraw all military forces from the region. Does that include Taiwan? The absence that he mentioned, but does this envision a new policy?
No, that's a Buchanan thing. Nobody has raised that issue.
It wasn't.
Not even Rogers raised that one.
Well, no, but I meant. That's along the lines of what he'd raised. And remember, he's that withdrawal stuff. But I have never heard that raised. Have you?
No. The only person who's ever raised it is Buchanan. Therefore, I dropped the question.
Oh, I see.
But if it should be raised, say, the context makes it perfectly clear that we're talking about Indochina, because the sentence before and after talks about Indochina. And that we notice Hanoi sees it the same.
Oh, about Thailand. But then with regard to the withdrawal of forces, it doesn't change our policy with regard to POWs. I mean, he's reaching there, too, because...
It's total nonsense. We are affirming our 8 points.
Yeah.
We are saying the 8 points are to be the basis for a settlement, and they have the POWs.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I mean, it's really a Jesuitical, ridiculous point. That's why I dropped the question.
Somebody must have raised it with him.
No, he raised it with me on the plane back, and he hasn't dropped it, and no one else has ever raised it.
I see. Okay. All right, Henry, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.